And unfortunately, Derry City had a had a poor start, and we kind of never really recovered after, like, they kind of they conceded an early set piece after only 4 minutes, found themselves 2-0 down after 15, and kind of there was no real chance for them to get back into the game after that.
Yeah, well, and in fairness, before the ties, like, that was always the one that you would have been most fearful about, because Mitchell Adder, obviously, like, people have known them for being in group stages of playing Man United and stuff, and you only have to look at the squad and the players they have, and internationals, and lads that they can buy, and lads that they can sell for big money compared to our leagues. They can, they're obviously a big club in a big league, and look, that can happen, particularly if all probably going out with a game plan, as we said, to try and keep a clean sheet if possible. But when it goes out the window so early, then maybe you find yourself chasing it a little bit and then getting caught then, you know. So it's disappointing for them. I know Kenny Shields was talking during the week about he was missing a lot of players, like, you know, which is obviously when you're going against any size, but particularly in Europe against what would be regarded as bigger clubs and bigger teams, you really would like to have your first choice 11 to pick from, and unfortunately he didn't.
Yeah, he was very unfortunate. They're a very young team, or Derry, and to be missing the likes of Conor McDermott, yes, he's only 19, but according to Kenny Shields, he's the best defender in the league. But then again, that's Kenny. And also Barry McNamee was a huge loss in the middle of the park for Derry.
Massive. I think McNamee's their best player.
Yeah, he's a fantastic player.
I think you remember him playing against us. Still, when I think I wasn't even in the system. I think I was just the first team coach with Alan Matthews and Barry O'Connor in the cup semi final up in 2012, and I remember looking at him that day. I'm thinking, what a player is this fella going to be. I just like the way the runs he makes. The goal he got last week against Dundalk, wasn't he? Scored against Dundalk?
Sort of
making deep runs from midfield and getting in and finishing. He's a proper athlete. He's a really good player. And as I said, I've liked him for the last few years, and he'd have been a massive, massive loss to them last night.
Yeah, he would have been. It was surprising to see both McDermott and McNamee named on the bench for Derry, so it just goes to show they're definitely short on numbers.
Well, look, and they were already more or less ruled out before.
They were, yeah.
Like, so that will tell you that they are down to numbers at the moment. But fairness to Derry, like, you know, after they had an unbelievable start to the season, I think they won their first three, and then the Limerick games was abandoned.
That's right, yeah.
Then, obviously, the whole tragedy with Ryan McBride absolutely must have knocked the stuffing out of them. But in fairness to them, they came back and they started winning games again, and they're getting on a bit of a run. And look, so I think Kenny Shields is doing a great job up there, absolutely great, for what must have just been in the worst situation to deal with for a football club.
I'd imagine so.
Lose somebody like that. And he was an absolute, like, such an integral part to their team, never mind everything else. So whether you're losing a player for any reason, but for these tragic circumstances, and it must have affected them so much, but all credit to them, the way they were able to bounce back and start to go again. And look, this European run, it looks like it could be over before the second leg, but look, who knows if they could somehow manage to score an early goal again. It's a massive task, but they deserve every credit for what they've done. Unfortunately, last night they came up against what's a bigger and better side.
Yeah, they were unfortunate. As you mentioned, Kenny Shields, like, he's done an absolute fantastic job, and there's been great credit to him and his staff for the way they've dealt with the whole Ryan McBride situation.
It's been absolutely
tragic. And, like, to be fair, I think every League of Ireland fan in the country wishes Derry well. And, you know, we're backing them 100%. It's just unfortunate, as you said, they came up against Midtjylland at the wrong time, really, for them. Now, I suppose some fans will look at it and say, well, we have an away goal, so there's still a chance, but obviously it's a small chance.
Yeah, it's a very slim chance, but look, you'd rather have it than not have it.
Well, that's
like,
true.
You know, but look, it's a very, very outside chance. But look, stranger things have happened. Yeah. You go and score an early goal, and who knows, they might come over and not be used to the surroundings and the game park. They might be used to play. You know, who knows what could happen.
Well, actually, the game is in the showground.
In Sligo. Yeah, so it actually suits them a bit more, to be honest. Yeah,
it's a little bit unfortunate for Derry in the sense that, like, they would have been hoping for a big crowd at the showgrounds. Now, hopefully, the crowd still turn up and give them the backing, because they really do deserve it, and it should be a cracking atmosphere. And like that, Michelin 2 also have the likes of Raphael van der Vaart, which didn't play last night.
Yeah, well, so that tells you everything.
Doesn't it just, yeah?
Like, you know, like, the player, his ability, and on I think I read somewhere, he's only over there because his wife or something,
that's,
isn't it?
That's correct, yes.
Like, you know, for him to be not even playing, and they're only, I don't think their season's even started yet, has it?
No, it hasn't started. They've just finished their season, I think, a few weeks ago, because they were in this Europa League playoff, so...
Yeah, so, like, you know, they're only going to get stronger.
Of course, yeah, it's a quality
side. Which makes the task even harder for Derry. But I would say, for the, what you said earlier on about the support that people have got for Derry, or the feeling people have for Derry, because of what's happened, they've got such a bad few years with different tragedies and different stuff, and there is a massive support for them. And I hope, I'm sure, obviously the Derry people will travel to Sligo. I hope plenty of Sligo people and the surrounding areas will come out just to show their support, because the whole, look, some people don't agree with it. I do, but the better the league does in Europe, it certainly makes us all progress and improve, and
of course
brings it to the wider attention. I know we've spoken about it before, about obviously what happened last year with Dundalk and even Cork, like, brought it on to a new level, and the fact that the Cork game being shown on air last night,
it was fantastic,
it was great, and it was a good, and like, I mean, it's, I don't think they were doing it for the sake of it, they were doing it because people wanted to watch it, you know?
That's right, especially on social media, they got slated, there were all questions all week long, as if, when is it going to be on, when are you going to announce it? So it is great that they are listening, and to be fair to air, they do fantastic coverage of the League of Ireland.
Brilliant, they have done.
Yeah, obviously the fact that they got involved last season, and with Dundalk's great run, it kind of boosted their own profile as well, so it's benefiting everybody.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, and as I said, the better the clubs do, the more likely they're going to be shown on be it RTE or air, like, so the more coverage, the better.
Yeah,
and, like, you would like to do, although this Derry game is probably nearly a dead rubber one, like, you would imagine.
Yeah.
It would still like for plenty of people to come out and support Derry.
Of course. Just one final